or go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Tropical storm Hillary's wrath hit California with record-breaking rains in some places, as much as a year's worth. CBS's Carter Evans in the L.A. area, where roads have been flooded and covered in mud.
Neighborhoods buried in several inches of mud and residents left knee-deep in aggravation. Hillary packed a wallop for a region that last saw a tropical storm 84 years ago. Boulders tumbled. Across Southern California, many tried to drive on flooded roads, some that turned into muck.
I am trapped.
President Biden travels through what is left of Lahaina after the wildfires almost 2 weeks ago. With the First Lady by his side, Mr. Biden tells residents that the nation grieves for them.
The devastation is overwhelming. To date, 114 dead, hundreds of people unaccounted for.
He promises federal help for Maui residents to rebuild. A British neonatal nurse will spend the rest of her life in prison for murdering seven of the babies in her care and attempting to kill six others. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
In her victim impact statement, one bereaved mother described how she'd clung for comfort to ink prints taken of her dead baby's hand and foot, then learned the nurse who'd made those prints for her was also her child's murderer. Lucy Letby refused to appear on this final day of her trial, as is her right under British law. There are calls now for that law to be changed. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A federal appeals court is allowing Alabama to enforce a ban outlawing the use of puberty blockers and hormones to treat transgender children. The ruling is a victory for GOP-led states, but UC San Francisco assistant professor Jack Turbin says,
I worry that the general public and politicians don't know the reality of this care, how it's administered, why it's important, why all major medical organizations have said over and over again that these bans are dangerous.
The NBA's official Facebook account has nearly 50 million followers, and a supposed rogue employee went on a rage hacking it. CBS's Matt Piper reports it started out, how do I log out of this? Haven't worked here in weeks.
The employee called out Commissioner Adam Silver for allegedly paying social media workers less than $50,000 a year after taxes and making them work 14-hour days without any breaks. The post ended, donate to mental health causes. It stayed up on the page for about 20 minutes. No word on who the person was behind it. Matt Piper, CBS News.
American Sha'Carri Richardson has won the women's 100-meter world title 2 years after a positive marijuana test derailed her Olympic dreams. Richardson finished in 10.65 seconds to match the year's best time and set the world championship record. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, I wish we could start on a happier note on a Monday morning. But my question to you this morning is, are you afraid to stand up to people these days? 844-967-2789. Whether that's honking at someone who is a terrible driver, whether that's putting a political sign in your front yard, hanging a Black Lives Matter or a rainbow flag in your house or your business, standing up to Nazis who show up at a rally. Are we getting to the point where you second guess your instincts to stand up to someone or someone's because you are nervous about violence? 844-967-2789, because I don't know if you saw this was breaking from yesterday, but a store owner in a tiny town in California in San Bernardino Valley was fatally shot by a man who confronted her about her pride flag that was in her store. And I read that this morning, and it's obviously awful. Because I have to be totally honest, when we're driving in Milwaukee, I tell my husband, stop honking at people. Because you don't know who has a gun. You know, and you don't know who's going to snap. And clearly this person, they have not identified the person who shot her fatally, but he had a gun and walked into her store, was not a patron. And it was basically after disparaging statements about LGBTQ people that he just shot her. And, you know, I'm someone who I would like to think was raised to say something, but it's starting to get scarier and scarier to feel like there's not going to be violent ramifications for doing that. So I guess in keeping up with the news, when you hear stuff like this, has it changed your outlook on second guessing yourself when you otherwise would want to stand up for people? 844-967-2789. 2789. What do you think, Jane?
I certainly understand where you're coming from about being afraid, because guns are so endemic now in this country. And as you said, you don't know who's carrying or not. And people are so short-fused now that it's scary.
Yeah. And but it also feels like you can't just be scared into submission, especially over something that feels so inclusive and not trivial, but not controversial. And, you know, specifically with this case, I saw some people saying, like, this is what happens when you label everyone who is either an ally of LGBTQ people or LGBTQ people as groomers. And we've gotten to this point where, and we'll never know the motivation, or because the guy who shot the woman, her name was Laura Ann Carlton. I guess she went by Lori, but he hasn't been identified, but he also died in a shootout with police. And so we won't know more information about him and his mental state, but it's a dangerous game where, like, the extreme right is playing by labeling all things trans and all things drag as grooming and pedophilia, because people feel justified when the two are totally mutually exclusive. 844-967-2789.
Amy from Wisconsin Rapids is joining us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. I definitely feel like we're starting to become more afraid. My husband's paralyzed, and so he uses those parking spaces that have the slash marks next to them to be able to get out of his vehicle. All people who are handicapped and use a ramp or something to transfer out use that. And we see people park with motorcycles, like in the Walmart parking lot. Those flash marks are not meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been intimidated and didn't go up to somebody because I just didn't have it in me that day to do it. But I did take a picture. I shared it on Facebook, told my friends this is not meant for parking. And I was sassy about it. I was frustrated about it. It somehow got to this gentleman, and he commented back, like, you know, the police came and they told you to mind your own effing business, blah, blah, yes, blah. I can park there. And then we have a cousin.
But he can't
that
park there. How did the police?
Correct.
How did the police just let him go?
Well, I called the next day to the police department. I had his picture. I had his license plate. Said I was going to let it go, but here this guy thinks he's in the right. Can you ticket him? And they told me no, because it was the next day.
Come on.
I didn't agree with, but we also had a cousin that just recently, in Fond du Lac, there was somebody parked in the Quick Trap and the Quick Trip slash marks right in the front entrance where you walk in, and he stayed and he did confront this man, and this man wanted to fight him, was like, I can't park here, I'm handicapped, and it's like, no, you cannot park there. That is meant for the loading and unloading, but people just think they're so right that they can't even hear what you're trying to say to them. So Marcus went up to them and was trying to be, you know, educational. And instantly the guy was wanting to fight him. And his aunt and my mother-in-law both said, be careful educating people like that. Because, and I don't think that's a bad thing. We're just trying to make it more helpful for people who already live a very difficult life every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember having this conversation. I have a cousin who's still with us, who's spina bifida. She's in a wheelchair, and a cousin who had muscular dystrophy who passed last year. It's the same thing for them. They're both in wheelchairs. And yeah, I remember both of their parents, you know, when they try to go places and someone's parked in that spot, there's nowhere else to go to try to, they dealt with this last week for, cause they went to the Pink concert and it was raining so hard that day. That my cousin, you know, it was hell trying to get, like, it's already hard. And so trying to confront people when you're like, you're making this harder. Can you understand that? And the defensiveness and this jump to violence from their point of view, makes it really scary, and it's hard not to just let bullies win.
Right. But it is disgusting because, like, if somebody was driving themselves and somebody parks there, they have to just wait for that person to come. They can't get their ramp out. We should be able to have civilized conversations about things without being nasty. And, you know, I know when I posted about seeing my gentleman, I got nasty because I was just irritated by it. And I know my husband's confronted people before and they flip him off. He's the guy in the wheelchair trying to tell you why he needs this. And it's just, it's crazy the way the world is.
It is. It is. Thank you so much for the call, Amy, and that perspective. 844-967-2789. Are you getting to the point where you're afraid to stand up to people? And it can be about anything. It can be about bad driving. It can be about handicapped spots. It can be about putting a flag up. And we're talking about it this morning because of this tragic story out of California where a woman named Laura Ann Carlton, who was a store owner, she owned a store called Magpie Clothing in San Bernardino in a town of like 100 people or something.
Oh, wow.
And it's tiny. And a man didn't like the flag that she had up there, and it ended in her getting shot. And I guess it's not the first time as far as her having issues with the flag. The New York Times story about this started with, every time someone ripped down the rainbow pride flag from Magpie Clothing Store in San Bernardino Mountains in California, the store's owner, Laura Ann Carlton, responded by putting up a bigger one. But that alone, it takes courage because she obviously was having some issues as people wanting to take it down in the first place, which is private property. You can't do that.
You're not supposed to.
But I guess the thought that now, like, self-preservation potentially includes just not doing it in the first place because you don't know when someone's going to snap and you don't know who has a gun at any given time. And so I guess my question is, are you getting to the point where you feel like you have to bite your tongue? Because not only just because you're like, oh, I'm going to be the bigger person, or you were trying to let it go, but because you're actually scared. 844-967-2789. We have Lisa on the Facebook live stream, which you can always join and watch us and watch Jane and my facial expressions, which add their own level of entertainment beyond our voices.
That's what we heard.
At As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. But Lisa says, I talked about putting a pride flag in my window at my business, and my oldest son said I should wait until my daughter is out of high school. There is definitely fear of violence, not just towards me, but also towards my family then. If it was just me, I'd have put the flag up right away, but I don't want to put my family in danger. That's crazy pants.
That is crazy pants.
Especially that her son, you know, because teenagers and younger people are not always the most risk averse and tend to be a little bit more like,
go for it.
I'll never die.
Right.
I'm invincible. And so the fact that he was the one to point out, maybe not mom, is eye-opening. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. But if you have thoughts on this or anecdotes about something that has happened in your life where you feel like you have to stand up, or you feel like you have bit your tongue not because of anything beyond thinking that something violent could happen, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep the conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. Wednesday and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. Lows around 62 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 85 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, crooked Donald Trump shot his mouth off today, or the other day, over the weekend. One of them was blasted out of the sky by Liz Cheney. I'm going to tell you about that. And the other one was unbelievable. Trump goes on Truth Social, and he goes, the January 6th committee destroyed all of its records to harm my defenses. The January 6th committee destroyed all of its records to harm Trump's defenses. Liz Cheney tweeted, it's no surprise that Trump doesn't want you to see the January 6th committee evidence. Here's the website that it was posted on with transcripts, documents, exhibits, and our meticulously sourced 800-plus page final report. Also links to our hearings. This might be a good time to review that evidence, to watch that again. And then she put a link to the January 6th report, all of its supporting materials, all the transcript, everything. Now, how does Trump get away with this? He puts out something that's clearly false. The January 6th committee destroyed everything. Not only didn't they destroy it, they still have it physically, and they also still have turned it over to anybody who wants it, including Kevin McCarthy. But they also posted it. You can get it. You can get it. Apparently, it's on what's called the GPO website. You want to watch all those hearings again? I watched them. They were fascinating and they were terrific. I don't necessarily need to read all this stuff again. I really like Cassidy Hutchinson. She was great. I like Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman. They were terrific. But, you know, you don't have to get into all that. But you can't go out on True Social and go, they destroyed it. The problem is that a lot of people in his base hear this stuff from him. Somebody like Tucker Carlson will only report what Trump said, even though Tucker Carlson privately had said Trump that was crazy and lying. But that doesn't matter to him. So a lot of people will only hear what Trump says, no matter what the truth is. They're not going to hear what Liz Cheney says. And they are certainly not going to go on a website and look at all this stuff. They're not going to do it. And I think this message has to get out. It certainly gets out on this network, and it certainly gets out on Matt Flynn Direct. But I think people in general, when you're talking to others, make it clear that Trump just doesn't traffic in little lies. Trump will just flat out say stuff like they destroyed all the evidence, and it's been posted on a website. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gina?
Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing, Matt, and your show educates everyone. You know, this guy gets away with everything is because he's a king. And I'm getting sick of the criminality that this guy's doing. Most people, when they're under arrest or criminal investigation, they do not have their own means of social media, their own network. I mean, this is obscene that they're not putting a stop to this because, you know, you could read stuff you could post back. He has his own social media outlet. This guy should not be allowed to even be posting those things. Matt, I'm just in disbelief. I have never seen anything like this in my life. And why are Republicans aiding and abetting this thing when they're really being absurd? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, and the people that are spewing the lies, Matt, when will they be held accountable? This is just so awful. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on, Matt. Thanks again for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Jean, very much. We're going to go to the line, and I'm going to respond in a second. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thank you for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Say, they were talking about Trump and all that's going on. You know, he has his own rules. Republicans have their own rules. And let's start with Ron Johnson. His rule is, if you do something for 3 seconds that's illegal, that doesn't count. That's not enough time, according to Ron Johnson. And now, if you're Donald Trump and you commit an act of terrorism, you try to overthrow the government, and you do everything in your power to destroy democracy, you can't be tried for it till years later because you're Donald Trump. That's his rule. That's another rule they have. It's so amazing how they live in this world of their rules. And you mentioned Tucker Carlson. The reason Tucker Carlson does what he does, there's millions of dollars in his wallet and account, is why Tucker does what Tucker does.
Right,
so,
right.
So, as always, Matt, have a great day. Thank you.
Good comments. I'll respond in a second. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thank you for calling. Claire, what's in your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking about the upcoming Georgia trial of Trump. And I think someone ought to do a screenplay, a novel, maybe a TV show on that trial. And they should call it To Kill a Mocking Turd. That's just what he is.
You may be the guy to do it. In fact, you can pitch that to agents. There are lists of agents. People are looking for new materials. I love the title. The point of the matter is the whole issue of whether any of these are going to be televised. They will in Atlanta in all likelihood because it's a state law thing. But the U.S. Supreme Court has forbidden the televising or the audioing of anything in federal court. They've forbidden it. And that comes from the Supreme Court. A lot of people have advocated for it. In my legal career, which was quite long, I represented a couple of media outlets. And I got camera. We fought to get cameras in the courtroom. But it's that's an uphill battle in federal court. However, one of the felony cases that he's facing is in Atlanta, the great Fannie Willis, and I have a lot of respect for Fannie Willis. And that, in my judgment, is going to be televised. The judge technically can say no, but I think it'll be televised. The other three probably won't be. So then they'll have artist sketches. Some are better than others, and they'll have people doing stand-ups on the steps of the courthouse outside. But thank you all for those great calls. We're going to a break. Let me just say something. We got to keep on to this guy because he lies on large things, not small. He repeats them, and a lot of his base does not see any refutation. That refutation has got to come from word of mouth, from everybody listening to the show and others. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Hillary dumped a whole lot of rain on Southern California. CBS's Carter Evans.
Palm Springs normally gets about 4.5 inches of rain a year. It received nearly that much in one day. This truck ended up half buried. Even rescuers needed to be rescued. And so much standing water on roads, it looked okay.
After deadly wildfires destroyed parts of Maui 2 weeks ago, the president and first lady visited today. Mayor Richard Bisson.
I thank our country's leader for traveling here to see firsthand the catastrophic destruction our people are facing from these devastating wildfires.
A federal appeals court says Alabama can enforce a ban outlawing the use of puberty blockers and hormones to treat transgender children.
These medical treatments are still allowed for cisgender kids who are using these medications for other conditions.
UC San Francisco professor Dr. Jack Turbin, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lin.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to respond a little more to Gina Beauclair, Bill of Economwalk, some great callers, as always. Gina Beauclair is great. She said something about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me make an announcement. You want to see Marjorie Taylor Greene? You want to see Matt Gaetz? Well, come down to the Deer District on Wednesday the 23rd. Wednesday the 23rd. I'm going to be down there. All of the Civic Media hosts are broadcasting live from the Deer District. From the Deer District, a bar in the Deer District. And it was announced that Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and this other guy from Florida, and there's a couple of others, some real pieces of work, are going to come to the debate to, quote, support, end quote, Donald Trump. Now, I got news for you. You know, there's going to be a lot more of them at the convention in July of 2024. And it is going to be difficult. What would you do? You know, let's say, I like to go to Real Chili. on Wells Street. Great chili. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Real chili. What are you going to do if you see Marjorie Taylor Greene or Trafficker Gates walking in real chili? I mean, I don't think they will, okay? What if they go into Buckley's or Zaffiro's? You know, what if they go into the Pfister Coffee Shop? What if they go to any of those places? Like going to all those places, great restaurants downtown Milwaukee, really great restaurants. You know, you want to be polite and all that kind of stuff, but these people are really loathsome. I mean, they're really helping to destroy our democracy. They're supporters of the insurrection. They're election deniers. They're part of the group that have pressured McCarthy, who has no spine whatsoever. They're not going to vote for any funding for the U.S. government after September 30. Any. The only way our government's going to keep going is if McCarthy agrees to have some Democrats vote with him, but then any one of them can call the chair. In other words, say the chair is vacant and have another vote. These people are bad news. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz are going to be in Milwaukee at the Deer District on Wednesday. Debates at 8 p.m. My broadcast at 3 p.m. I do not expect them to walk into the bar where I'm going to be broadcasting and say, I'd like to have a word with you. No, I don't expect that at all. But they're going to have a very hard time supporting Trump as a result of something Trump said over this weekend. And the reason has nothing of what you might think. Over the weekend, gratuitously, Trump just blurted out, I was the apple of Putin's eye. I am the apple of Putin's eye. That is, there's sexually submissive overtones to that. Putin is a junior Hitler, a Hitler wannabe, genocidal sadist, pervert and thief. He is an enemy of the United States. An enemy of the United States. Trump has already said that he will pull us out of NATO, abandon Europe if he gets in. He's already said, I admire Putin. I love Putin. Putin's a genius. That's what he said, a genius. Got all that land, i.e. Ukraine, the size of Texas, for $2 in sanctions. That's what he said right after the invasion. If you say you love a Hitler figure, if you say I admire a Hitler figure, and if you say I am the apple of Adolf Hitler's eye, that is a feline, sexually submissive statement. And you've got to remember something. And some conservatives have picked up on this. It's an about time. Trump, during his presidency, they asked five of the most eminent psychiatrists in the country to analyze him. And they said, well, with psychiatry, it is not correct. You're not supposed to analyze somebody whom you don't actually meet with. In other words, hear personally. And I think that's a correct standard. But the response was, all right, we're not asking you to do it as a patient, but as a professional, it's not as if you haven't heard of the guy. It isn't as if you haven't seen very many, many minutes or hours of tape of his speaking and read about what he says and all that. Based on that, understanding that he's not your patient and you're not making a recommendation, What is your best analysis of what he's like? And you know what the five of them said? He's a sadonarcissist. Now, the narcissism to me is obvious, and I'm not a psychiatrist. The guy is a full-blown narcissist. What was interesting to me was the sadonarcissist part of it. The Marquis de Sade was a vicious, sadistic individual. He was a Frenchman in the 18th century, wrote number of novels with very explicit pornographical type of passages. But the phrase associated with him is sadomasochism. Sadism and masochism. And it's a phrase that goes together. So when those psychiatrists are saying he's a sadonarcissist, no sadist is a sadist all the time. Sometimes they're masochists. In other words, they like getting it from another sadist. Not, why am I even having to say this about a guy running for president? Why are not four felony prosecutions in four different jurisdictions enough? Why is his being on the take from Putin and Saudi Arabia not enough? Why is he going to pull us out of NATO not enough? Are we the only ones having to say this? But I am very, very concerned, especially the way he treats women, the way he treated E. Jean Carroll, goes into the dressing room, throws her up against the wall, pulls down her trousers and panties, and puts his hand between her legs. That's what the jury found. They said he didn't rape her because he didn't put his penis in her vagina, which they didn't understand the definition of rape. But if you insert anything against a woman's will in her vagina, that is rape, and they called it sexual abuse. Okay, call it what you want. He himself said he has grabbed many women. 23 of them said he grabbed them between the legs, just didn't even bother to ask. Forget foreplay, didn't even say, hey, how you doing? The guy is strange. He says, I was the apple of Putin's eye. Who says something like that? Yeah, a sadonarcissist, a sadomasochistic narcissist, and he's on the masochistic side. This guy, is anybody out there who supports him concerned about this? Is the bar that low? We're going to the lines. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hello, sir. For one, yeah, the bar is set low, but his people, I was just hearing more statistics about how like 65, 70% of Republicans still are voting for him. They don't believe all the lies. I think everything is a lie that he says. But they don't believe that everything is a lie. Everything he says, he speaks the truth about everything, and we're all just against him. The reason why I'm calling is, have you heard, and I read yesterday about this, a couple weeks ago on the Midas Touch Network, they were talking about two Federalist judges, prominent federal judges, who are saying that the 14th Amendment applies to Trump. And they haven't published it yet, but I guess they have a draft of it, and that's why he was reporting that. And just yesterday, CNN also reported that two other judges, a Republican and a Democrat of prominence, have – and I'm sorry, I was going to get names, and I didn't do that – but that are also saying that Trump is the 14th Amendment applies to Trump, and hopefully that'll do something or someone will take this seriously.
Yes, let me talk about – I'm very glad you – that's a segment. I want to get to it right now. I'll get to it right now. I want to give you a piece of breaking news I just had put in front of me. In Fulton County, Trump's legal team agreed to a $200,000 bond after meeting with the Fulton County DA's office. So this guy's out on bail in four jurisdictions. And in Atlanta, he had to put up a $200,000 bond. If he doesn't show up for things and pulls anything, they'll grab it. Now, a guy like that is not going to be the end of the world to him. But it's kind of, come on, you're Republican, you're for this guy, 91 felonies in four jurisdictions out on a $200,000 bond there. I do not know what the bond is in New York and everywhere else. Is the bar that low? What, is that low? You step over it? I mean, what's going on here? I want to talk about the 14th Amendment. Tom, that was a great call. Let me tell you, the people that you're talking about, Judge Wittig and then Lawrence Tribe of Harvard Law School, and there's a couple of others, are in agreement. And now, these are very powerful constitutional scholars. Wittig is a, Ludwig, I should say, is a very, very conservative judge. It's very meaningful that he and some of the other conservatives agree on this. The 14th Amendment in Clause 3 says if you're part of an insurrection against the United States, you can never hold a position of trust again. And I think it extends to states as well as federal, but president's federal, so it nails it right there. The question is, how is it to be enforced? Let me take you through how it would be enforced and why I believe. How many times do I have to say fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? That the seizure of the federal judiciary may block or applying it. If Trump runs for president, he has to file in 50 states. Let's just take Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski, Secretary of State. He has to file certain things. Sarah Godlewski, under the 14th Amendment, in my judgment, should say he's not eligible. He can't even run. He's not eligible to run in the Democratic primary in April of 2024. They would then appeal that. It would go to eventually the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. I would clerk for one of the chief judge down there after I got out of law school. They could agree with Sarah Godlewski or not, and then it would go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is crooked. He's on the take. He's been taking money for 20 years. He'll do whatever Trump wants. I think Alito and Gorsuch will do the same thing. So my fear is that the U.S. Supreme Court will say, no, he can run anyway, because he wasn't convicted of insurrection. The 14th Amendment doesn't say you have to be convicted of insurrection for a very simple reason. If you do an insurrection and it is halfway successful and you seize the judiciary, which is essentially what the Republicans have done through the Federalist Society, you'll never be convicted. This was a statement after Andrew Johnson, the Democratic pro-slavery vice president under Lincoln, after Lincoln was assassinated, spent 7 months trying to undo everything the Civil War did. He would not call Congress back into session. So when Congress did come back into session, they stuck it to him with the 14th Amendment, and they said, if we ever get a situation where you have a treacherous dog like Andrew Johnson, and you have treacherous judges who support the insurrection, here are words. These words do not say you have to be convicted. Sarah Godlewski should deny him the ballot. So should every other Secretary of State. And the only ones that really count are the six or seven swing states, okay? Pennsylvania, Michigan, and so forth. If it goes up and we have a crooked Supreme Court, then we have a constitutional crisis. But it should be done, has to be done at the Secretary of State level. We're going to talk more about that in the future. I'm very glad you asked that question. And Sarah Godlewski, my friend, if you're listening to this, do not certify this guy when he tries to run for president. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. Wednesday and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. Lows around 62 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go quickly to Ukraine. Some very good developments. I'm getting very heartened. The Ukrainians are magnificent. They are resisting a genocide. There are 45 million Ukrainians. About 10 million of them are refugees dispersed. They're fighting magnificently. State about the size of Texas. Russia has 145 million people, more than three times the Ukrainian population. Over 11 time zones. They are the largest landmass country in the world, and the Ukrainians are taking them. A couple of things I want to bring to your attention. They sunk a ship. Well, they damaged it so bad it's unusable. It's a Russian landing ship, a 3,600-ton, 113-meter-long ship. They've been sending drones around Moscow and around military bases around Russia. They blew up a supersonic aircraft that's used to carry nuclear missiles. Denmark and Sweden have just said they're about to send their F-16s to Ukraine. Why is that? Because Biden approved it, because Denmark and Sweden are getting F-35s. But F-16s are way better and way more advanced than anything the Ruskies have. The word from the Kremlin right now is that Putin is not safe in the Kremlin. The other day, he went to speak to some military leaders at some sort of convocation about 75 miles from the Ukrainian border. And experts who looked at it said he looked afraid. He looked uncertain. He looked low status. And people were cold to him. And that is not a good thing in an autocracy like that. No one loves the guy. Everyone wants his action. Everyone wants to steal what he's been stealing and have what he has. I think right now, Zelensky is a magnificent leader. And people said, oh, well, he's sending these drones around Moscow, and why escalate? What do you mean escalate? Putin is in there committing genocide. Committing genocide. Just the other day, on Sunday, he bombed the church during a holy day in the Eastern Orthodox religion. Killed a lot of people. It'd be like, you know, they're in church. Well, he blows up the church with, you know, women and kids and, you know, older people in there. Give me a break. This is what the guy does. He's a sadist, pervert, and thief. Trump supports him. Right wing of the Republican Party supports him. Matt Gaetz supports him. Marjorie Taylor Greene supports him. They're, by the way, they'll be in the Deer District on Wednesday? They have the gall to be in the Deer District on Wednesday. Anyway, let's keep up the arms and the weapons to Ukraine. The only way you're going to win this war and get them out of Ukraine is if Putin is killed. And he's got to be killed by another sadist, genocidal pervert and thief who maybe has a little more discernment that let's not take on the whole world. And they make up some excuse. They pull out. But I think this has got to be the end of Russia as a nation. And I don't mean it genociding them. But what I mean is Russia really is only St. Petersburg and Moscow. There's no reason for them to think they can hold on to Georgia, that they can screw around Ukraine, that all these other, you know, nits and lice around the whole country. I mean, Siberia. One of the funny things is, you know, Russia stole about, oh, 1 or 2 million square miles of oil land from China. They didn't know it was oil land back there during the 1850s during the Opium Wars. And now they're trying to sell it to China. And, you know, China's starting to wake up and go, you know, maybe that was our land. We've got to put so much pressure on Putin that he's killed by his own people and get him out of Russia. And hail Ukraine. Wonderful people. Wonderful job. Stand behind Ukraine. The Ruskies and the Republicans and all these people, the right wing, not the mainstream Republicans, but the right wing Republicans. Let them know, if you're a Republican listening to this, if you're an independent, stand with Ukraine. Let Trump know. Let Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all the right wing nuts in that party, the right wing nuts, not the good people. There are a lot of good Republicans. Let them know we stand with Ukraine. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your name? Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. I just got deep there. Good afternoon, Matt. Biden's doing a wonderful job putting back together the foreign policies that Trump broke. And Ukraine, we need to stand behind him for democracy. But the final thought here for me before the end of this show, the Republican Party, the bottom line is they do not have a platform. Is that correct? No platform. So...
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. You know, Paul, you said that's very interesting because I want to build on what Paul just said. Most political parties in this country throughout history and in Europe right now, they like have 8 or 9 of them in France and these kinds of places. Every one of them has a platform, a printed platform. When I was the chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin for 2 terms in the early 80s, go to the national convention, we had a platform. You could read it. It was pretty, it was like a book. Here's what we think about the Middle East. Here's what we think about China. Here's what we think about Social Security, about labor, all of this. And the Republicans had the same thing. They decided under Trump, when they nominated Trump, that anything they said could be used against them because it's so bad. And so basically, the hell with you, and we're going to grab it all for a few people. Moscow Mitch in 2016 said, we're not going to have a platform. And he said, well, they'll just attack us on it. Well, yeah. Yeah. And you attack us on ours. And then the people decide, yeah. Well, he said, if we don't have a platform, they can't attack us. And in a sneaky way, it worked for him in 2016. They had the Ruskies out there undermining Hillary and all that. And then they had Comey saying he's investigating Hillary, but not disclosing he was investigating Trump for being bribed by Moscow. I understand all that. And Hillary said deplorables. I understand all that. But they didn't have a platform. Well, Wisco Paul is right. In 2020, Biden had a platform. He said what he was going to do. And he did it. Hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure. Build up our alliances with NATO in Europe. Build up our alliances with Japan and South Korea and the Philippines, in Vietnam, and Australia, in the Pacific. Put everybody back to work. Beat the pandemic. That was our platform. They still don't have a platform. They go into 2024. It says, trust us. What? Trust Trump? What? Trust DeSantis? What? Trust Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a truther? Who are we going to trust? You can't trust these people. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Stand by for Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh,
it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.